this year we've seen drier conditions, particularly in the northern part of Alabama. And what that's led to is low soil moisture conditions combined with high temperatures and low humidity, which can lead to a forage shortage. And so a lot of times in those situations, we see in particular with people who may be growing summer annual forages, that creates a situation where we can have nitrate accumulation.
Dr. Mullinex says livestock producers should have their forage's nitrate levels tested.
Typically, we would ask producers to submit a forage analysis to a regional forage testing lab. So whether that's forage that's being actively grazed or that has been harvested as hay, they can submit those forages as a sample to any of those regional testing labs for a nitrate toxicity test. And the information they will get back will give them some information or feedback on the levels of the nitrates that could be in that forage and whether it could be toxic to their cattle.
For more information, contact your county extension office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.